This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Rhode Island's health insurance commissioner has just approved new rates for 2017 for health insurance. The good news is that most of the increases are smaller than health insurance companies had requested. But the bad news for large employers is their costs will go up, and so will the cost for many small businesses providing health insurance for their employees. This week on The Bottom Line, we discuss the impact of rising insurance rates with Mark Murphy from the Providence Business News. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Elizabeth.
And Mark Gray, coordinator of the Health Insurance Small Employer Task Force. Mark Gray, welcome to The Bottom Line.
Thank you very much.
So the rate increases approved this year were, on the whole, fairly modest. For small businesses in particular, in some cases, they were 1% or less. Is this a sign that health spending is slowing down?
It's possible. I think it's encouraging to the small employers. It's difficult to say if this is a trend at this point, I think. We're seeing, as we come out of the recession, healthcare spending has not picked up to the rate that it was beforehand. So that's an encouraging sign.
And give us a scope of, you know, just how big a part of many small businesses' budget is health insurance.
So many of the small employers that we work with at the task force, and these are small group health insurance purchasers, so they have 50 or fewer employees. Many of them cite health insurance as their number one cost. I have a manufacturer who was a member of the task force. He said that he was spending more on health insurance and benefits for his employees than he was spending on raw materials. The other problem with healthcare spending, apart from it being the biggest sort of budget item for a lot of these businesses, is the rate changes can be wildly unpredictable. So while we've seen some modest increases or even decreases in the rates approved by OHIC this year, in other years, it could be up as much as 8, 10, 12%.
And OHIC is the Office of the Health Insurance Commissioner.
Right.
Mark, what are you hearing, though, from the small businesses you work with? Might even this small increase send some people looking for other alternatives or perhaps make them decide that they're just not going to offer health insurance anymore?
Most of the businesses that we work with struggle with that question every year when they get their renewal rates. Even a modest increase and even some of the decreases that we see, it's almost too late for a lot of these business owners. They would want to see a much bigger decrease in their health costs and a slowing of the rate of increase, the sort of bending the cost curve is the phrase that people like to use. Even that's not enough for some of these small businesses who really struggle to provide these benefits.
And we should say that now with the state's health insurance exchange, individuals can go and purchase their own health insurance.
They can, and many small employers consider not offering a small group plan and instructing their workers to go to the exchange. But that can be difficult because depending on the incomes of those employees' families, they may or may not qualify for a tax credit. If they don't, they may end up paying a lot more for their health insurance benefits than they did when they were in the group plan.
Now, do you have enough data to know whether the changes brought about by the Affordable Care Act, which includes the creation of the health insurance exchange, how many companies have done that, have said, look, we're not going to offer it anymore, or have taken advantage of the small business piece of the exchange to give their employees a little more choice?
Well, I don't know the small business enrollment numbers right now for HealthSource. I know that it had been hovering around 500 or 700 businesses for a long time. The enrollment was not as robust as they had hoped initially.
Yeah, when you consider, what, are there 30,000 small businesses in the state? So
the option of not offering a group plan, sending your employees to the individual market, that is data that we really don't have. And I've said since the ACA came out, if I could commission one study, it would be that. And I speak to a lot of small business owners dealing with not only the cost, but some of the administrative burdens of offering health insurance benefits. These are companies that don't have HR departments. You know, the business owner kind of handles everything. So they get really frustrated and think, I didn't get into business to deal with health insurance. But they also struggle with knowing that if I send my employees to the exchange, tell them to buy their own insurance, and maybe I take what I'm saving on not offering a group plan and I give them a raise, well, what if that raise is what prices them out of the tax credit?
You're listening to The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. We're speaking with Mark Gray, coordinator of the Health Insurance Small Employer Task Force, about new health insurance rates just approved for 2017. We're, of course, in the midst of a presidential race, and we've been hearing through the primary with Bernie Sanders and possibly even now Hillary Clinton talking about universal health care, the possibility of a single-payer plan. What's your thought about that? Should we move to universal health care in this country?
That's a big question. I think universal health care, there are lots of ways you could go about doing it, and the devil really is in the details. I speak with small employers, some of whom think that would be amazing. Many others are ideologically just adamantly opposed to anything that sounds like socialized medicine. I think that employers really just want to see some kind of relief when it comes to healthcare costs.
Yeah, actually, we twice a year, PBN does a survey of the business community. And, you know, we ask, what are your costs that have gone up the most? And healthcare sort of dropped down a little bit. And I think in this most recent survey, which, you know, we haven't published yet, I think it's gone back to being among the leaders. So I think the uncertainty, you know, and certainly you've seen a number of cases across the country as a lot of these plans initially that were offered in exchanges were priced a little low. And so insurers have come back with higher prices. They also are offering lower prices but higher deductibles and copayments.
Absolutely, yeah. No, the premiums are really only half the story, maybe even less than half the story, because if they're able to hold premiums stable, you see it all shifted, of course, to out-of-pocket costs. And employers have had to do that in order to be able to continue to offer benefits. And workers have been stuck having to pay more out-of-pocket. At the same time, while we expect these new healthcare consumers to be able to spend their dollars more wisely as more of it's coming out of their pocket, the information they need to make those decisions isn't really available. When you can't look up sort of prices for common healthcare procedures, the lack of transparency makes it impossible for people to make those decisions as an informed consumer.
And it's hard to predict what kind of health problem you may be dealing with, you know, 6 months down the road.
Yeah.
You know, there are some efforts the state is making to rein in health care costs. This Office of the Health Insurance Commissioner, which is relatively unusual, and some other efforts that are aimed at boosting primary care and other programs that sort of bundle payments for procedures. What do small businesses, or how does the small business community feel about these efforts?
Many of these small business owners are beginning to realize that they have to become more involved with these efforts. They have to at least become more knowledgeable and understanding. It's really easy to sort of see their premiums go up year after year, see their healthcare costs go up, and blame the insurance company or blame one actor or another. When in reality, the whole system kind of works together to bring about the prices that they end up paying at the end of the day. It's difficult, though, because any action, any healthcare policy action that is taken this year, you know, could take 2, 3, 5 or more years before you start to see the benefits. Now, with these rates from OHIC for 2017 looking really more attractive than we've seen in a number of years, probably the best rate review period since the Affordable Care Act, you know, maybe that is we're beginning to see the fruit of some of these healthcare policy decisions.
I'm intrigued. And this has been one of the promises of the patient-centered medical homes or the accountable care organizations. You think that we're starting to see the effects of these contracts between insurers and providers?
I hope so. And these business owners certainly hope so. I think it's a little too soon to say definitively. But after, you know, maybe a few more years of this, if we can continue to see these very, very modest increases or these decreases, from the employer's perspective, they really just want to see some rate relief. And, you know, whatever works, they'll be happy with.
That's all we have time for today. Thanks to Mark Gray, coordinator of the Health Insurance Small Employer Task Force.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And thanks, as always, to Mark Murphy, editor of the Providence Business News.
Great to be here, Elizabeth.
I'm Elizabeth Harrison. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.